Welcome back to Das Kingdom on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Bamidbar, starts off with a census, a counting of the Bnei Yisrael. And it feels like we see this a lot, just, you know, as you go through the Parshios year to year, and this theme of counting. And Chazal point out in various places, quoted by Rashi, that the counting indicates Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael, that, you know, when you care about something, when you're excited about, you know, your, you know, money that you just collected, you try to count it out, make sure you have everything, you have a collection, you love to count it. So a demonstration of Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael is that he counts us a lot. But is there a rhyme and reason, according to the pshat, of why we have all these counts? So the Das Kanim, really quoting the Bechor Shor, just the Das Kanim basically summarizes it, points out that there is a distinction in the role of each census. The three censuses that it's speaking about is this week's Parsha, one that we saw earlier in Parshas Kisisa, right? So we talk about over there the Machzis HaShekel and the counting, and we have one later in Parshas Pinchas, but in Arvos Moav. So the Das Kanim says over here that it's al yidei beka legolgolus de hisisa no de klalam de kol Yisrael biachad. That basically counted Klal Yisrael as one unit. It's one big unit of 600,000 Jews. It's one nation. V'kan matzino kol shevet v'shevet dega lefnei atzmo. And over here we see that they're counted tribe by tribe in every degel, a tribal which is like a formation, meaning that we have 12 tribes and they are organized into these four encampment formations of three tribes each, as it says, the Mishpachasam Besam Vosam. And in Arvos Moav, in the last count, Mones Hanolad de Me'elu, Samoch L'Knisa L'Eretz Yisrael, that it's counting the new people that are going to be entering Eretz Yisrael. Basically, that's after the Chet HaMeraglim, that's after the 38 and a half years of wandering in the desert and dying in the desert, and then it's the new generation that's about to enter Eretz Yisrael, so it requires a new count. Now, the distinction between the first two and the third is the necessity of the distinction is obvious, right? That we're talking about a new generation. This new generation that's entering Eretz Yisrael needs to be counted now because it's not the same group of people that were counted previously in Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Bamidbar, this week's Parsha. So it's very clear that we would need to have two separate counts. So the question is, why is it necessary to have two different counts of one? This big count, right? This Kisisa count where we're counting the whole nation as one, and over here where we're doing it more by tribe and by degel. And you could give a simple answer, you know, that now that they're going by tribe, and you know, there's a specific formation they need to be in, so you need to make sure you know exactly who's there and where everyone is supposed to be. But it could be that it's really teaching us a very deep and important lesson, which is the simultaneous importance of community and the individual, and the census that's at Matan Torah, around Matan Torah, is that of the one in Kisisa, which is this unity, right? We know around Matan Torah time, right? Vayichan Shem Yisrael neged ahar. Kishachad b'lev echad. Klal Yisrael, we're united. In order to accept the Torah, we need this achdus. And we focus on the importance of community. But once you go on from there, you're actually able to appreciate the individual. And I think that's symbolized by looking at the individual tribes, the individual degel, the individual tribes, and then by extension, the individual person. On the one hand, there's tremendous beauty in the homogenous, you know, blob that is Klal Yisrael, the unit Klal Yisrael, but then there's also something to appreciate about each individual's strengths. And as we have with four different degelim, and then 12 different shvatim, and then 600,000 different personalities all coming together. Of course, they need to be anchored in that core fundamental unity. And before you get to all these divisions of a Ruveni, Shimoni, Levi, Yehudi, before you get into divisions that we have nowadays of Ashkenazim and Sfardim and Hasidim and Litvaks, before you get to all of those, there needs to be the core appreciation of the fundamental values of that we all say Nasev and Nishma together. The idea is not necessarily lose appreciation for the individual because of this unit, but also not to forget that all the differences are all significant, but don't detract from our fundamental attachment to the Torah. As we enter Shavuos and leave a time of Sfiras Omer where we're focusing on V'hafta Re'echa Kamocha, critical now more than ever that we really have this Achdus, and we should be Zocha to have great Yeshuos for those in Eretz Yisrael and those outside of Eretz Yisrael. We could all use great Yeshuos and join together in Achdus to properly be Mekabel the Torah. And B'Shalom and B'Ahava. The beautiful Shabbos and the great Yom Tov.